Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Everybody. And it's very, very exciting. We've got all the entertainment news, of course, to get you through the rest of the week. But Atlanta's there. And also, friend of the show, Your Honor, Judge Lynn Toler from Divorce Court. She is going to be with us for the first time ever for the entire show. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty exciting.
Good to see you, Judge.
Good to see you.
So much stuff to talk about. I'm so excited because watch out, Beyonce. Rihanna is also on a Vogue cover. And we're going to show you those shocking photos, so we're going to make you wait on that a little bit. But Headcrack, what you got?
Oh, listen, Kim Kardashian is fighting with Tyson.
Oh,
the
what?
Iron one. Talk about the supermodel Tyson. Tyson Beckford.
Oh.
Now, for those who missed it, Tyson Beckford commented on a picture of Kim that was posted on IG, and he said, sorry, I don't care for it personally.
Oh.
She is not real. Dr. on her right hip.
Oh.
Vomit. And then hit her with the vomit face emoji.
Oh.
It's like stab, stab, stab.
Is he a true black man? Because no black man denied Kim Kardashian. What happened?
Yeah, she's kryptonite for most, but not him, apparently. So, you know, we know people don't miss nothing that happens in the comment section. So people started talking and entering the shade room to clap back at Tyson saying, sis, we all know why you don't care for it.
He's not a straight man? Is that what I'm reading?
Well, that's what Ms. Kardashian is trying to imply. Because, you know, if a straight man don't look at her, she's going to be called sis. Especially a man of African descent. But that's not cute, Ms. Kardashian, girl.
You know, my question is, what kind of day was he having that he needed to say that in the first place?
That's true.
I mean, you just reaching in a bag of ugly and pulling something out for no reason, whatever. I mean, you know, this is it. You know, you can look at stuff and it's not my thing, but you got to post it.
Don't dish it if you can't take it.
That's true. Okay.
And it's such a great line between what is considered a homophobic remark. Like, he called this sis. Like, I mean, anytime you want to throw a jab at somebody, you kind of call them out of, like, what they are.
But
well, she called him sis.
Yeah, she called him sis. Like, when I argue with chicks and I want to prove a point, I call them sir.
Well, you guys, this morning on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, our friend, comrade, partner, my dumpling Gary, opened up about a private battle he's been facing. And now he wants to let his Dish Nation family know what's been going on as well.
And it was a kind of bittersweet moment, y'all, so let's just check out the tape.
Okay.
Jesus. Why you got that on? Lord of yelling, you going to chemotherapy?
No, the receptionist told me, she said she like when I wear bright colors, it brighten
up
her day.
But those pants, girl, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, well, your ass then, honey. You're going to be embarrassed today then. Look at what you got on. And I want to thank you. I want to thank the whole staff. I mean, all the nurses, all the people just was really nice. Yeah, so I guess in the words of Anita Ward, I guess I could ring the bell.
You can ring the bell.
Yes.
Man, that was so tough for you, Gary.
Yeah, so yesterday was, like I said, it was like a bittersweet day, because yesterday was the day that I rang the bell to those that don't know that I was experiencing or battling colorectal cancer. I've been dealing with it now for almost 2 months.
So I've been going to radiation and chemotherapy every day when I get off from work.
And you've been taking it like a champ, because, like, I mean, we knew you was going through something, or, like, I knew you was going through something, but, like, I just never asked. And, like, you kept coming in here, chipping away. Most people would have just took weeks, months off, and just dealt with it privately.
They and they set it up where I could broadcast from home and what have you. But I didn't want to stay home. I'm like, why should I stay home? You know, the little time that I do come to work and stuff or whatever, why stay at home and just look at the walls?
But, Gary, you don't have to do anything alone. You have your family here, and we will love and support and care for you. So
he
don't keep things
that.
Like this a secret, okay?
Yeah, I know that and stuff, but I just still said, that's just, you know, I mean, I told a few people, because, I mean, the people that I wanted to talk to, I told Brad. Brad knew about it, because she knows this hell, but I told her. I said, let me tell Brad, because she don't care what's going on with
you. But, Gary, it is important that you come forward, because then it might get somebody else to go get checked, and it might save somebody's life. Say, well, like, he went through it, and he's okay, and for those who don't know, I mean, when you ring the bell, that means you are cancer-free, correct?
Yes. And it means that, you know, and you know, you went through, I mean, like I said, that radiation, honey, radiation is no joke. Yeah. I'm still sitting here now on a pillow. Yeah. I'm sitting on a pillow now because my ass is burning. But, you know, because the radiation burns you. But, you know, but hey, I got to keep on pushing, child. I know Headcrack want to say something. What is the Headcrack?
Yeah, like, I mean, you told the right people that you needed to tell, because I'd have told you to walk it off.
Yeah, so,
but you got to ring that bell. We were so glad.
Yes.
Congratulations, Gary.
Yes,
we love
thank
you, brother.
Y'all. Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
Later in the show, what Oscar winner battled with a hairy creature and won? I'll tell you who later, but bye for now.
Bye, Atlanta.
Yay, Gary. And be nice to Judge Toler.
Riri has gone bald, y'all.
What, Aretha Franklin?
No, Rihanna. The sexy siren Rihanna shaved her eyebrows off for the September issue of Vogue UK, and fans everywhere are loving it.
Oh.
Yeah, she went geisha girl with the thin pin line.
And whatever queen did that.
I mean, it's interesting.
It is, but how will you ever know people's true expressions when you can't really see what their eyebrows are trying to do?
Oh. It's art.
Yeah.
Right.
But I want to know when she's turned on and when she's signaling security.
What are you going to do, creep up on her?
When you,
are you going to stalker? I mean, is that what the problem is?
Well, what do you mean by stalk?
You're going to define your terms here. Well, y'all, Rihanna has always been known for being risque and pushing the limits. Do you guys think that Riri pushed it too far this time?
She ain't done nothing.
I don't think
this
so.
Ain't by Rihanna.
No, yeah, it is. It is. It's nothing for her.
And a drawn-on eyebrow.
Judge Toler, would you take your eyebrows out and just do a nice little pose like that?
Not like that, no. Yeah. But you know, I'm a little older. I gotta work hard to stay in the game. So I can't take with so many risks.
They might not come back.
Yeah, it may be all over. They all come back gray. I mean, you know, you don't know what might happen at this age.
Well, y'all know she just broke up with her billionaire boyfriend, so maybe she's making a statement. You know how women shave their hair like, I cut my glory. I'm rid of you. I don't need you anymore. Maybe she just shaved her brow.
I don't think you should ever do nothing to your body for a man.
This is true.
You know what I mean? You get upset, you go somewhere, sit down, eat some ice cream or something. But you don't do nothing drastic till it's over with, because you can't have a dude have the control over you.
Right.
Right. Well, you know, Judge, this story is right up your alley, and this sounds like a case of the disgruntled ex. Now, everybody knows Slash from Guns N' Roses, right?
Yeah.
Well, he may literally need to buy some Guns N' Roses because his estranged wife, Perla Farrar, is accusing his new girlfriend of trolling her on her Instagram account.
Oh.
Yep. Perla filed papers in court claiming someone posted hundreds of IG posts that referenced her family and photos of her children, and the post also stated that she was an abusive and unfit mother.
Wow. Now, first of all, these people too old for all of this, because they were my generation. I mean, you know what I mean? So they shouldn't be trolling, no IG, no nothing like that. That, you know, you got to make peace with your ex once they become an ex.
Yeah.
Because they're not an ex, they're a constant if you don't make the peace. And then you got all this nonsense going on.
But when all this trolling mess started happening?
When the internet started popping.
Okay, when people bored and don't have nothing else to do with themselves or their miserable lives.
Now, I like Miss Perla name, honey, because when you Perla, that sounds like some expensive underwear, Brad.
I know. La Perla.
Well, maybe when she said she was an unfit mother, she meant she was out of shape. Who knows?
Right.
Well, she's asking that the court demand Slash's internet provider to close all the IP addresses that have been used to control the questionable IG account. So do you think this is a case of facts, you know, like, you know, and a concerned mother, or a case of somebody who's bitter because the relationship didn't work out?
I go for the bitter, because that's what you see. You get mad and trolling. It's like you went junior high school, but except in front of the world, and she went junior high school with it. So, yeah.
She should get her eyebrow shaved off?
I don't think that's punishment.
Anyway, y'all, up next, honey, Miss Erykah Badu might be able to help you push through. Well, honey, we'll tell you more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey.
Well, y'all, I guess instead of calling Tyrone, they've decided to call Erykah Badu.
Well, all right.
Oh.
That's right. Headcrack's imaginary girlfriend has a new career.
You know, if you make eye contact with her, you go together, right?
Well, model Slick Woods, who's known for her stunning features and being Rihanna's muse, is having a baby.
Oh, Slick.
And her practicing doula will be none other than Erykah Badu. Well, the model told reporters she's a mommy role model, a mother I look up to who kills her and is a boss-ass.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, Erykah Badu studied midwifery after having her first child and reportedly delivered more than 40 babies.
Mm-hmm. I don't want no reportedly for anybody delivering my baby. You may be a doula, but I'm not. I mean, that is just crazy. I want a doctor. I want a medical team. I want IVs. I want an epidural. I want $2 million in malpractice insurance. I ain't
okay.
going. I don't want nobody looking cute, looking fine, having no spiritual experiences.
Just
this is a medical procedure. I want to live. I don't want to feel any pain, and I want my baby to be okay.
But, Judge, my preacher used to always say, you can have more degrees than a mama and still be a fool. Erykah don't need a degree to deliver a baby. She could call Tyrone.
You can still be a fool. But you got a fool with a team and medical malpractice insurance.
Brad,
$2 million.
Well, Judge Lynn Toler, everybody knows that you are no nonsense and like you really hold it down the courtroom. Now, divorce court is getting ready to jump on its 20th season.
Woo!
Right?
Ooh, 20!
Rocking it out. 20 years on TV.
And you're moving it to the city with that happens to also be the first letter of the alphabet. You're moving it to the A. You're in Atlanta now doing the show.
I'm loving the ATL. Y'all know how to feed a sister. I got to be careful. I'm going to be big if I stay down here too long. But we got new stuff for you new stuff for you this season.
You specialize in divorces.
Yes.
Like, it seems like in more of a rapid rate, celebrities are getting engaged and married fast. Like, look at Cardi B and Offset.
Right.
Like, they were married longer than we thought they were engaged.
Right,
like, they were married
the whole time.
How often do you see these people who have these quick relationships who get married fast come to divorce court?
Very quickly. 60 days, Dracula could look good. Tall, dark, handsome, love to go out at night. You don't know he's drinking blood. I mean, it's just you got to learn people before you marry people.
You sure?
You know what I mean?
Amen.
I mean, until the hunt is fun for 2 months. And when you're a celebrity, everything is wonderful. You happy all the time because everybody's catering to you. But ain't nobody, and when you get home, ain't nobody catering to one another.
Indeed, indeed. So you say 60 to 90 days is the point that people need to be rocking out before they can make that next step.
Hey, yeah, you got to see him sick. Sad,
you better
headache,
preach.
Lost job. You know,
yeah.
You got to know how he's going to act when things get bad, and you
That's
got
right.
to know what she's going to look like a year down the road when all of that those shots start to settle.
That's right.
That's
will
right.
you still be there? That's right.
I will. Coming from the professional, you've seen it all, so I believe you.
Right.
But you know what you need to believe in?
What?
Talk space.
Oh,
I was out yesterday. Because I had a great Talkspace experience. I gotta tell you about this sponsor. Talkspace is changing lives, helping you out with your everyday challenges. So if you're feeling sad, lonely, or just need somebody to talk to, Talkspace is a great outlet.
No, my thing is, I mean, there's nothing better though than having somebody to talk to.
Absolutely.
Nothing better.
Well, guys, Talkspace is definitely available. It's an online and mobile therapy app which matches you up with a licensed therapist. You can talk about everyday challenges at work or at home. There are no extra commutes, no leaving the office, and no judgments. And it's available to you 24/7. They have over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing all the life challenges that we all have a tendency to face.
That's cool, Headcrack. I need to sign up.
I think you would love it. And I think you would love it, too. You can talk about anything you want. So to match with a perfect therapist for the fraction of the price of a traditional therapy session, just go to Talkspace.com/dish and use our promo code DISH to get $45 off your first month and tell them the homie Headcrack sent you, all right? Coming up next, we're going to find out which reality TV couple is balling out of control with a $40 million wedding venue when we come back.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all, what's up?
Now, the world of hip-hop has been in a state of do what now? Ever since the announcement of the marriage between Stevie J and Faith in a Vegas hotel room.
Do what now?
Do what now? So, recently, the dynamic duo was spotted shopping for luxury wedding venues and might be getting hitched for the second time on a 222-foot, $40 million yacht.
That is ridiculous.
Why?
They are not those type of Negroes, first of all, honey, to have be on a damn $40 million yacht.
What's a $40 million yacht Negro look like?
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Let them people live.
And this relationship has been decades in the making. Yeah, they've known each other for a long time.
Yeah, I believe in long, slow love on a number of levels.
Me
yeah,
too.
This love was rotisserie. Yeah. It took a long time to get together, man. It was very slowly. A whole person died.
But they really know each other. You know what I mean? They've been through the ups, downs, and everything. They know who, you know what's going on. I believe in second chapter love.
I believe in our children are our future, too, but not them. So, no.
We need to teach you well, because you can't lead the way right now.
Well, there's no prenup in this situation, allegedly. Do you think that's a good idea or a bad idea?
I'm the queen of the prenup. ain't no telling when I'm going to take off and get big, and I ain't giving half of it to you.
Any advice? If they was watching right now and you could look right into that camera and tell them something, what would you tell them, Judge?
I'd tell them spend more time planning a marriage than they do planning a wedding.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got married first.
Yeah, so they're already married. So now they're just having a party. See, I believe in that. My husband and I are coming up on 30 years.
Oh,
we're
going
to blow it out.
Congratulations.
We got married in a courthouse. But 30 years, we're going to, you know, we're going to fly somewhere.
I know that's right.
Ain't inviting nobody. But we're going to look good.
Because it ain't nobody's business but yours.
There you go.
Oh. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Everybody needs one of these, baby. The Accessories 9000 mAh Sneaker Power Bank. Yes, y'all. This beautiful Accessories 9000 mAh Power Bank charges your devices when you want, where you want, and it has a dual output and micro USB charging ports along with the USB, micro USB, and a pin combo cable.
Yo, so you can charge multiple everything. Things at one time.
Yes, wait, head cracking, that's not all. It has a cool rubber sneaker design and fully charges most smartphones more than 3 times. I love this.
Oh, you said smartphone?
Absolutely.
Because my phone ain't smart because it ain't going in the hole, honey.
Hey, yo, Brad, this is slick. I'm going to need me one of these. How much is this going to run me?
Well, Headcrack, you're going to be very, very happy because the Accessories 9000 mAh Sneaker Power Bank usually goes for $55, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$14. $14?
Yes.
It's a deal.
Y'all just go to morningsave.com and tell them your girl Brad sent you.
Thanks, all Brad. Right, honey.
Thank you.
Well, up next, honey, are you afraid of spiders?
Yes.
Now, this prima donna is definitely not. Heidi and Frank will tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. We're here to cover your animal news. First, we told you about snakes, and then we told you about sharks, and now we're telling you about spiders.
Oh, my.
Well, Nicole Kidman, she saved the day when she rescued her family from a giant black tarantula. And apparently, her daughters were outside by the pool, and they saw this.
Come on. I'm having to take care of this spider. Help!
That spider was so scary to Nicole Kidman and her family that it made her lose her accent. She didn't say, I've got to take care of this spider. She's Australian! She was like, I've got to take care of this spider.
Maybe she needs this hat to get her accent back. Crikey.
See, look, you think Nicole Kidman not a badass, but I think when you're a mom and it comes to your kids and you hear those kids screaming in the pool like so scared, then Nicole Kidman's just like, oh, whatever. By the way, where's Daddy? Where's Keith Urban? I mean, you know, he would come to the rescue, right? He's the man of the house.
Keith Urban was up on a kitchen chair. You know he was. He's like, hey, my God, kill it, honey, kill it. We didn't see her capture the spider. It's probably pool boy, Jose.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.